I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, Pharrell and Avenge with you. I just got out of jail. How's that for you, Mafia? Was that a good entrance? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. I mean, don't get me started. So I'll end up getting fired if you get me started on where I just was for the last, I don't even know, hour and a half. I can't even explain it, so I'm not even going to try. So there you go. Here I am. I'm on. I'm live. It is what it is. Cry to your mother. Call your mommy and ask her if she could. You can come over and nestle with her. Where's Pharrell been? I've been here. Trust me. Here we go. Gonzaga tonight. And you know what? Is Dan Bonner, is he still calling for USC to chip away at the 23-point lead? Is he still trying to sell the game to everybody on TBS tonight? Have you ever seen anything more embarrassing than that guy as they were getting their ass waxed by 20 the entire game? USC never once got close, ever, ever. The game was over 5 minutes into the game, right? So I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm listening to this clown. I don't even know him from Adam, so I'm just going to call it what it is. That guy sat there all night trying to tell the audience what USC had to do to get back in the game. Just chip away. They got to get some stops, and they got to get some buckets. He kept talking about stops and buckets and chip away at the lead. They got to get it down to – first he spent 45 minutes talking about they got to be within 10 at the half. They were down 20. Then in the second half, the guy started talking about chipping away. They got to chip away. Oh, my God. It may have been the worst broadcast I've ever listened to in my life of an analyst. Not just not telling it like it is. I mean, are you kidding me? This guy, I don't even know him. So I'm just going to come right out with it. I have never in my life listened to a guy sit there and try to sell me his BS of a game that was over 5 minutes into the game. Mafia is with me tonight. You cannot even argue with me that if you watch that game and listen to that guy, and I'm not talking about, what's his name? The guy calling the game. You know who I'm thinking of. My guy from Kansas City. It was who?
Kevin Harlan.
Harlan was. I'm so mad right now. I can't even think straight. I don't even know what day it is, what time it is. I don't even care. Kevin Harlan was calling a game. I got no problem with him because he kept talking about how Gonzaga was blowing them out, and the other guy was sitting there. I don't even know. How do you get a job like that? How do you get a job calling a game? They're down 23 and you're calling a game and talking about USC just needs a stop and a chip away. He said Chippaway so many times. He said they needed to get a couple stops and make some buckets, get some easy buckets. They got to score and get some easy buckets and get back in a game one possession at a time, he kept saying. Are you kidding me, dude? Are you effing kidding me? I have never in my life listened to a guy try to sell me his BS on television more than that guy did in that game. Honestly, forevermore, I'm done with him because I listened to a guy try to sell me that USC, you know what he was trying to do? He was trying to not, and fair enough, congratulations, you're a real pro. You were able to keep the audience. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. That was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. It was not entertaining. You weren't entertaining. You're full of it. You were terrible trying to convince me that USC had a chance in the game. Okay, first of all, let me be clear. Let me be effing clear. I had Gonzaga minus 9, so I didn't care what USC did. I wanted Gonzaga to blow them out because I was betting on them. I told you on Coast to Coast today, I'm done betting against Gonzaga ever again. This for the rest of this tournament, I'm betting on them. I'm laying whatever it takes, 15, 20. I'll lay 30. They'll cover. They cover every game they play. They blow out everyone they play. And then I got to listen to some guy on CBS, TBS, I don't care what you call it, try to keep me in my seat by telling me, you know, what USC has to do to get back in this game. Meanwhile, they were getting their asses drilled. I mean, absolutely drilled. It was a clinic. It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. That was the worst performance I've ever seen in an Elite Eight game by any team ever. USC was dead 5 minutes into the game. It was over. Mafia, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, honestly, I couldn't even tell you that he was, you know, doing it 10 minutes left in the game, telling us what they have to do to get back into it. Because I wasn't watching after 10 minutes left in the game. I flipped it already. I said, this game's over. I barely wanted to stick around after halftime. But I thought, let me see, just in case they make a run, let me hang for a little bit longer. And then after that, I'm like, I wasted my time. Thanks. I'm out.
Listen, here's what he did. So at one point, I watched the whole game because I'm a sucker. But it wasn't because of him. It was because of my money. I had money on it. So I'm watching a game, and I don't know at what point, this is in the second half, right? Peterson hits a three on the wing, and he's like, there you go. They just got to hit some more shots like that. There you go. Now we got something going here as they're down 18. They finally got it under 20 to 18, and he's like, there you go. That's all you need. Just one at a time. I'm like, dude, stop trying to fool people. No one is fooled by your sucker broadcast, terrible, telling me how USC stoked in this game. Shut up. You suck. You're the worst. I mean, that was the worst broadcast I've ever listened to in my life. You know what? I should be a critic. I should be a television critic, and I would destroy that guy's life. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And don't even tell me he wasn't doing it. I'm spilling all over myself in here. Mafia, don't even tell me I wasn't. You watched the first half. Did you hear him? He kept saying, all they got to do is get it to 10. All they have to do is get it to 10 at the half. They were down 23. This guy was still trying to tell me they were going to get it to 10. I mean, it was the worst broadcast I've ever listened to in my life. God bless Kevin Harlan. I don't know how he works with the guy. And he's probably the greatest guy in the world with a family, a wife, kids, one, a dog that loves him. Greatest guy ever. I don't know him from Adam, so I will crucify him because listening to him was absolute torture. I mean, can we get someone at least that tells it like it is? Can we get somebody in there that isn't trying to suck the audience to their knees with their BS? And trying to keep the CBS audience intact. Are you kidding me? That was the worst game I've ever watched in my life and the worst broadcast to go with it. And Harlan had to sit there and put up with it. I couldn't even believe what I was listening to. And don't even tell me that I'm wrong. Don't even. I will eviscerate anyone that argues with me.
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's one thing, honestly, in the game, in the beginning, you're trying to keep it. Like you said, the first half, you're trying to keep people interested, but I mean, once you get to a point, you got to like admit just what it is, especially, you want to give that BS till halftime, maybe. Once you get to the second half, you can be like, all right, we got to figure out something else to talk about here. You know, start looking at the backstories of all the players and pointing out the moms in the crowd and stuff. So don't start giving me how they're going to come back in a game that they're getting killed in.
Listen, he was the other one. Harlan was like, you know, there was 8 minutes left in the game, and Harlan's like, you know, they're going to the Final Four. That's where they're going. They're going back to the Final Four for the first time since 2017. They're going. They are unstoppable. Their offense is magical. It's picturesque. It's perfect. It's seamless. They are unbeatable. They are undefeated and unbeatable. They are cruising. They are humiliating them. You know what? I got to be honest. Kevin never said once that they were humiliating USC. He never did. They never said anything bad about USC the whole game. Meanwhile, no wonder I'm not the guy doing it. They wouldn't let me near it, right? Because I'm just going to come right out with it. And don't tell me like Dick Vitale wouldn't have said it. They're getting spanked.
These are young kids, and you can't really put them on blast like that. It's just not right. They put two student athletes down like that. You have to worry about their feelings and not bully them on air.
We don't want to upset their grandparents and their mommy and daddy. Are you kidding me? That was the worst. I mean, it was so bad. I was sitting there watching. Did you see the one point when Enfield tried to stand up and tried to call a travel on Timmy? Jimmy caught, remember the inbounds pass up on the wing right in front of Enfield, and he may have shoveled his feet, and Enfield went crazy on the ref. And was, you know, doing the whole traveling thing. And I'm like, he's traveling. He's screaming and yelling at the ref. They're down 22. He's still screaming at the ref. That game was over 5 minutes into the game. The game was over. It was over. I mean, they went up 15 and it was over. It was over. It was over. anyone at all that knows anything about basketball knew that game was over. And the only ones that could do anything were the Mobley. And how about this? The guy called him Mosley like 5 times. Did you hear that? How many times did you hear him call him Mosley?
A whole bunch.
At least five times he called him Mosley. It's Mobley, you idiot. Mafia, that's something I would do. Call people by the wrong name. I do it like 40, 50 times a day. Can I be the guy that points out the other guy that calls a guy by the name wrong? Can I be the guy just for once? He called him Mosley 5 times. And then your boy Harlan goes, Mobley. Trying to, like, I don't know, maybe he was drunk. Who knows? It was the worst thing I've ever watched in my life.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Mafia, would you give me a heart attack meter reading? Because you know that tonight I had some technical issues, and off air there was some issues. And so at what point I would love to hear from you, because I don't remember anything because I was so mad. But like, at what point did I turn into Bob Knight? Like, at what time would you say that overall that I finally
10:02 Eastern. 10:02 Eastern. And when we got that last call in, that's when it all ratcheted up real quick. It went from about 5, 6 to about 22 out of 10.
It went from a 5 or 6 on the meter to a 22 on the meter.
Yes, you blew the meter. The top blew right off the thing.
How was my language and my temper overall? Would you give it a 5-star?
More than that, I'd like 7-star. You know, like a 10-alarm fire is what that was like.
10-alarm, like that was so. 10 alarm is when like 10 fire companies show up to handle the fire.
Yeah, I was up there.
Oh my God. So I had a 10 alarm
burned down over by me a couple years ago. It was like that.
But you knew I wasn't yelling at you.
Oh, I know.
I was just mad at the whole scenario. I was yelling vicariously through you. So I was like a demon in your soul. Is that about right?
Yes.
I told my boss I almost had a heart attack.
My stomach and was now out my face. You're like the alien, an alien. Just out.
I'm not sure. I'm like rubbing my chest right now. I may have had a little bit of a coronary. I may have had like a little mini heart attack. Like where, you know, I feel like I don't feel well. I think I may have had a heart attack where I got so mad. Like I was so mad that it was awesome. It actually felt good to be that mad. Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on Sports Grid and on the bench. He's on Coast to Coast and For All on the Bench every Tuesday, typically, unless he's golfing or unless he's in Europe somewhere with a hot woman drinking espressos at a cafe in like Italy. Rick, how you doing tonight, buddy?
You don't do that at 10 o'clock at night. You don't, or nor do you golf, but that's okay. So I'm kind of, you're 55, man. Just, you know, calm down. How many times has, technical difficulties gotten to you? 30, 40, 100, 200? You're a cool, calm, collected professional. You're above this, man. You can do better. You can do better.
Listen, No, I can't.
Never mind. That's all. Hey, look, I tried to help on behalf of your bosses because I know they fret with the 7-second delay issue with you, but I'm going to give up. I don't care. I could care less. All right. How's that? Is that okay?
Listen, you have no idea what went on here tonight. And so you just have no say in the matter. And your assessment of the situation is veiled in
dismal
failure. It's dismal failure. And you have no idea. Like at one point, Mafia, you have to admit, at one point I had the right to snap. Like at 10:02, I finally just said, you know, after an hour of it, I finally just said, you know what, it's time to bring out the heavy artillery, which is my language when I'm mad. And when I am mad, I mean to tell you, there's, you know, people turning over in graves, stock markets crashing all over the world. You know, babies stop being born, hospitals shut down, pandemics rage on, the whole deal, Mr. Haro. Here we go. I wanted to talk to you about a few things today. I want to go back to, and geez, I feel like I don't have any time with you. I want to go back to the story of, I really do, the story of the 18 to 34-year-olds that are no longer watching sports. They just stream highlights on their phones and they are not interested in sitting down and watching a game. Is that not crazy to you that the world is changing? So, you know, cord cutting, cable cutting, all the rest, streaming now everywhere. It's crazy. But now, like kids, they don't want to watch the game at all. They want to play video games and then they want to look at the highlights in the morning.
That may be the biggest story of our year. And we kind of glossed over it. Thank you for bringing it back. These are fans 18 to 34 who, as we said earlier, are buying stuff now, and they'll certainly buy stuff for the next 50 years in their 40s and 50s. And the survey by Axios Sports says that 58% of them would rather watch highlights than any part of a game. 54% baseball, 54% basketball, 48% football. Now, we all understood that when you're at 35 to 49, the number drops substantially to about 20% for NFL fans. NFL's different. You know, of all the sports, most people would want to watch from beginning to end, or at least not just a small highlight package. But for baseball, we've said for years that baseball games are too long. I'm not sure if that just meant to chase people away from the entire concept entirely, but you got to admit, those, you know, 2 minutes between innings, that clock up there, and the walk to first base without pitching, that's cosmetic. That really hasn't helped speed up the game. And I'm not sure if that means that people are saying, to hell with it, let's watch highlight packages or not, but it certainly can't hurt.
I got to tell you, it's staggering. When the number is 35 to 49, it drops to 20%, but that is not the case for baseball and NBA, with roughly half of the fans in that age group saying that they prefer highlights. So in other words, baseball and basketball, 35 to 49, are roughly in the same boat as the 18 to 34 year olds. They're not interested. Now, let me ask you, does that bode well for, like, do you remember when, you know, let's face facts. Do you remember when ESPN used to be like all about just highlights of every sporting event of the day, and it was just nothing but highlights and post game interviews with the.
You mean the good old days? The good old days when there was not a whole lot of mindless chatter and a lot more highlights.
Right, right. So nowadays it's let's just be honest on that network. It's they pay Smith like $20 million to argue with people all day. So it's arguing shows where everyone gets in a box on television and argues, and then there's really no more highlights. They just have arguing shows. And what you're telling me is that people. Are you going to tell me that people prefer that to watching highlights? Because I'd rather watch highlights all day. I want to punch that dude in the face. I think
what I'm telling you is that everybody's has their own device. And I think once you get a device, you would rather click on the 10-minute highlight package so you're completely brought up to speed than sit in front of a three-hour game taped or live. So I think that's what's going to happen. Now, the bigger issue to me is it going to be a situation where you're going to have sponsored highlight packages, just like games are being sponsored, because what this doesn't bode well for is long-term rights fees. You know, are we going to keep the same number for the next cycle of NBA and baseball contracts for rights fees if people aren't interested in watching the whole game? So that's a big question that we got to focus on. And, you know, thanks for bringing that out of all the 15 to watch, because if I had to pick that, and remember we talked about the other story about how FIFA has more revenue from video rights than they do actual games, although that's explained because of the pandemic. Those two are the big stories of the week.
Well, that's crazy. I think that story's crazy in itself. Now, let me ask you about these two stories. The Lolly story with Serena Williams, that she's investing in Bitcoin. And then, frankly, while we're at it, since you're in Miami, I thought it was fascinating, the story that you ran about the Heat's new naming rights for FTX, the exchange company, the cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. Now, people have to understand, when they buy Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, they go through exchanges. And I've had this discussion with you on a number of levels and fronts about cryptocurrency. You're telling me that she invested millions with her husband in Bitcoin and Lolly. And now you're telling me that the Miami Heat arena is going to be named after a cryptocurrency exchange, FTX?
Yeah, two things. First of all, not only did she invest the $5 million, but remember, her husband was one of the co-founders of Reddit, so he knows what he's doing. And together, they said, let's make cryptocurrency more affordable and accessible to the masses. That's the reason for that. And then the FTX deal is a replacement of American Airlines, remember, who last year said they're not going to do the naming rights. The deal is an upside-down deal. We did that years ago in Miami, where basically the public sector sells the naming rights, then gives the Heat some revenue, as opposed to the other way around. And after it's all said and done, it's going to leave $90 million through 2040 for Miami-Dade to use for poverty, gun control, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and God knows they need it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's crazy. What the other thing I wanted to ask you about, how about this? The English Premier League, Man City, is another one of your stories that blew me away. Man City has partnered with cryptocurrency company Chiliz, which sounds like Chili's, but with a Z, not the restaurant, but Chiliz, which is a cryptocurrency. And they already, they're a token, fan token company, and they are already in bed with Barcelona, PSG, AC Milan, and Juventus, and now they've snagged Man City. I talked to a friend tonight who literally said, I'm going to quote what he said to me. Here's what he said. He said, it's the tip of the iceberg. It'll soon become world currency.
Yeah, well, you know, we have had that discussion. And, you know, who do you throw yourself in with? How do you get out of a deal if it's not a great deal? These are all the questions that people who are not kind of living on the edge ask. But will it be major? Of course it will be because there are two things to it. One is the currency and the risk itself. It's like another form of gaming, as we know. And then second is it's a marketing tool. There are a lot of these Bitcoin kind of deals where you have a Juventus coin or a Man City coin. And, you know, you're eligible for the fan clubs and preferred on season tickets and all of that. So the coin itself is valuable, but you also use the opportunity to get in with the fan base. And we know how important soccer fan bases are around the world.
That's crazy. One other story that was interesting. I have 60 seconds. Tell me about the eyewear leader, Zenni, upping their commitment to put an end to bullying with their No Hate Tour. I think that's pretty cool.
It's really kind of cool. And the bottom line is that they just decided that they are going to try to reach out and do something that's even more important. They're the online eyewear industry leader. George Kittle and Kobe White and other brand ambassadors are doing this No Hate Spring Tour, and their presence on social media ought to help make bullying, you know, not go away. It's never going to go away, or it's not going to go away now, but maybe it's going to help a little bit in explaining why this is such a big deal.
Rick, earlier this evening, texted me that I was a bully, which I found.
You are a bully, and everybody knows it. And that's why, thank God, at 10:02, I wasn't anywhere around your screaming match, man. You got to control yourself. You do. You got to control yourself.
Speaking of snapperheads, I've heard you take it out on your dog, you vicious old man. So mind your own business.
Yeah.
Be nice to your dog. Go pet your dog. I got to go.
Yes, sir.
Go
bye.
Pet your dog, Haro. See you. All right, there he is, Rick Haro. Carver High and Mafia aren't going to put up with any of that shenanigans. They've heard him lose his temper on the air, let alone off. Bully. I'll give you something to bully. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, so Pharrell and Avenged with you. You know, I think what I heard tonight was, and I could be wrong, was that every single game of the Elite Eight, right, except the Houston win last night over Oregon State, where they were up 17 and then Oregon State came back and tied it at 55 and then Houston still put them away, that every game besides that one, the winner led from start to finish. There were no lead changes in any game except the game last night where there was no lead change. There was just a tie, right? So they were down 17. They came back and tied it. That's the only game that was you know, I hate to say it, even good. I don't even believe that was a good game. I do not believe that at all. In fact, when you're up 17 and you blow the lead, you've laid down is what you've done. And, you know, I hate to say it, but they need more guys like me that just tell it like it is, or Morenci, you know, someone that just tells it like it is. You suck. And that guy tonight calling that game, trying to sell me, Bonner, that USC just needed to chip away when they were down 20 the entire game. They were down 20 plus 20, 21, 22, 23. You're down 20 and never. They got it to 18. And this guy's like, there you go. Chip away. Just one at a time. Like, shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your face. Is there anything worse than the guy still trying to sell you the game that's just finished? The game's over. The game was over. The whole night it was over. So what I'm trying to get at is every game has sucked. Now we finally have a good game. The last game on the docket, UCLA's up 4 at the half on Michigan. And, of course, everybody knows Michigan was a fairly decent-sized favorite. So hopefully the second half is a nail biter.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.